AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Consumer prices eased a bit last month. The AP's Mike Hempen reports it's a sign of relief from inflation.
Rental costs increased 0.5% in March, but that was the smallest increase in a year. Grocery prices dropped for the first time in 2.5 years, and used car prices declined for the 9th straight month. Gas prices dropped 4.5% from February to March and are down 17% from last March.
But prices are still rising fast enough to keep the Federal Reserve on track to raise interest rates at least one more time beginning next month. The Biden administration wants strict new automobile pollution limits that would require up to 2/3 of new vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2032. The AP's Tom Krischer reports there is pushback.
John Bozzella, who is the CEO of a big trade association that represents most large automakers, said that it'll be difficult to get. Even the 50% sales figure was a kind of an aspirational goal, a stretch goal for them to get to, because we are only seeing 7.2% of new vehicle sales as electric vehicles right now.
For slightly larger medium-duty trucks, the EPA is projecting 46% of new vehicle sales will be EVs. NPR is going to stop tweeting. It is quitting Twitter after Elon Musk's social media site labeled it as state-affiliated media. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is taking the next official step toward a bid for president in 2024. The U.S. has named a veterinary tranquilizer as an emerging threat when it's mixed with the powerful opioid fentanyl, clearing the way for more efforts to stop the spread of xylazine. The White House is proposing a new federal law to limit how law enforcement and state officials collect medical records if they investigate women who flee their home states to seek abortions elsewhere. This is AP News. President Biden is in the home of his ancestors and eager to trace his Irish roots. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
On St. Patrick's Day, the president said he's a proud descendant of Ireland.
Of the Bluets of County Mayo and the Finnegans of County Louth.
He'll visit both, starting with Louth, where Eamon Thornton was waiting in Carlingford, a town claiming the president as its own.
The most important man in the world, as we call him, a local.
Sarah Delahunt's pub was ready.
The chef decided Joe Biden's coming, let's put on a nice American burger for him.
A Biden burger.
Bacon, American cheese, and all the trimmings.
Among other stops, the president will address the parliament in Dublin and attend a gala dinner. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Earlier, the president marked the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement in Northern Ireland. The U.S. brokered deal brought peace after years of sectarian violence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.